Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Israel said it would send a delegation to Qatar for more talks with mediators after Hamas presented a new proposal for a ceasefire with an exchange of hostages and prisoners. Meanwhile, ABC's Ines de la Caterra tells us the situation in Gaza is dire.
Even as some aid trickles in by air, land, and sea.
Malnutrition, is that something you're seeing?
Yes, didn't have the right food, the right drinks, and the right medication.
The main UN agency operating in Gaza warning one in three children under the age of two in northern Gaza is acutely malnourished.
Police are now identifying the man accused of killing a state trooper in New Mexico who was dispatched to help a stranded driver on Friday. 33-year-old Jeremy Smith is also a person of interest in the death of a South Carolina woman and at large. Kansas City made history Saturday as the newly built CPKC Stadium, the first stadium in the world built for a women's professional sports team, opened. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin's healthcare workforce is in critical but stable condition. That's according to an annual industry group report. Mike Moan has more.
Annual findings from the Wisconsin Hospital Association show that health systems around the state have made some hiring gains following some worrisome years. However, job vacancy rates are at double digits for 8 of 18 health professions, and registered nurses just moved into that territory. WHA's Ann Zink says that's concerning for a key reason.
Registered nurses make up over half of the hospital and health system workforce. So that's very impactful because nurses can fill other gaps on the healthcare team.
Wisconsin is projected to see one out of every four residents reach retirement age by 2030, putting more pressure on demand for services. Providers and state officials are carrying out efforts to reduce staffing turnover in healthcare. The report has specific recommendations, including regulatory changes and expanded use of technology to help see patients. In the meantime, Zeng says the current challenges will be noticed by healthcare consumers.
People have to wait longer for a primary care appointment or a specialty appointment. Sometimes they end up needing to come to an urgent care department or an emergency department to get that access.
Zeng says that creates busier waiting rooms for those settings. And the report's authors say clinics are having a harder time filling certain support staff positions, such as medical assistants and receptionists. As for the bright spots, the WHA says there are more physicians in Wisconsin than there were a decade ago. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Wisconsin headed to the finals. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers with a huge upset, beating number 3-ranked Purdue 76-75 in overtime. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously a terrific game, a terrific win for our team against a terrific Purdue team. The determination, the depth that we had to play with because of fouls, how guys stepped up and helped each other out, the execution out of timeouts, and at the end, the defensive play Chucky made there at the end to get a charge. You know, I can go down the list. Just a terrific March game, and excited to watch these guys mature and grow, and they're playing their best basketball right now. It's just where you want to be.
So the Badgers take on Illinois today at 2:30 in the finals for the Big Ten tournament at the Target Center in Minneapolis. In the Big East finals yesterday, Marquette losing to number 2-ranked UConn 73-57. The Golden Eagles finished the season with a record of 25-9. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Monday on Matt Nair On Air, political consultant Joseph Hickey joins us. Maggie Dawn is here as well, and we go beyond the cheese with mushrooms. Join us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today. We'll see a high near 33 degrees. Northwest winds gusting 15 to 20, maybe up to 30 miles per hour at times. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 17. On Monday, mostly sunny. We'll see a high near 36. Breezy and warmer for Tuesday with a high of 48.
It's 21 right now.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Lake Air, 1260 AM, 107.5 FM, WLAK.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
I'm the leader of the band. Although we're few in numbers, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we play to funerals, we play the march from Saul.
Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they plays away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Hennessy, Tennessee, toodles of food, and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
Right now we are rehearsing for a very swell affair. The annual celebration, all the gentry will be there. When General Grant to Ireland came, he took me by the hand. Says he, I never saw the likes of McNamara's band.
Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clang, and the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Hennessy, Tennessee toodles the flute, and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
My name is Uncle Julius, and from Sweden I did come to play with McNamara's band and beat the big bass drum. And when I march along the street, the ladies think I'm grand. They shout, "There's Uncle Julius playing and with an Irish band." Oh, I wear a bunch of shamrocks and a uniform of green, and I'm the funniest looking Swede that you have ever seen. There is O'Briens and Ryans and Sheens and Means, they come from Ireland, but by Yemeni I'm the only Swede in McNamara's band. Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes to play. And Hennessy, Tennessee tunes the flute, and the music is something grand.
A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
The music of the stars, Bing Crosby.
Did you have a nice St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
Yesterday, today, we are still in the aftermath of St. Patrick's Day. And Ed, I kid Ed about his consumption, but Ed is large. You see, when you're larger, you can drink more than somebody my size, right? Because
yes,
the body metabolism...
assimilates.
Assimilates the... I don't want to say Ed drank a lot yesterday, but today the paramedics had to come over and attach jumper cables to his liver.
the music of the stars. We'll be on till high noon Central and on most of these civic media radio stations.
My wild Irish rose,
Marty Alonzo,
the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
Why shouldn't an Italian sing? St. Patrick was Italian, I've been always told. Was he really, though? Of a car did he drive anyway, St. Patrick? When he drove the snakes out of Ireland. No, actually, Patrick was born in what is now England, Scotland, or Wales. Debunked. Returned to England to be a missionary. Patrick's Day was a Roman Catholic feast, but only observed in Ireland. And without all this raucous revelry of today's celebrations. In Ireland, they spend the day rather somberly in quiet prayer in church or at home. You see, the Irish, living in the United States, began organizing parades and other events as a show of pride. And it's taken on a new life and the new world. More power to them, I say. This is music from a wonderful movie fantasy from Warner Brothers, Between Two Worlds.
Subject, man trying to conquer himself. Hundreds, possibly thousands of songs have been written on this very subject. But I believe that a very dear friend of mine by the name of Mitch Lee, who's a composer of a Broadway show called Men of La Mancha, wrote a song that kind of wraps up that whole category. In his show, Men of La Mancha, Don Quixote, who is believed insane, is locked in prison for many years. And even in his so-called insanity, he has this most unusual dream.
Steve Lawrence.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, chased from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right, without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for that heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to run where the brave dare not go, though the goal be forever too high, to live with your heart striving upward.
it just yesterday when we were both young? Two children, it seemed, in search of our dreams. And what made all those dreams of ours disappear? We filled them with love, destroyed them with fear. Where is the love we shared when passions were high? The world spun around and we touched the sky. Was it so wrong to think that we would never change? My love, when did you stop believing in me, in what we could be, in yesterday's dreams that we dared to dream? Just yesterday, when we were both young, two children it seemed, in search of our dreams. My love, when did you stop believing in me, in what we could be?
was featured in one motion picture. Michelle Pfeiffer's first picture, in fact, with Elliot Gould, Falling in Love Again. The music of the stars. Of John Scott Trotter. Good morning.
You always stir my imagination. Sometimes it borders on fantasy. And sometimes I find visions flash through my mind close to reality. Night, a soft guitar. Hidden lane, a moon, and here and there a star for a man in his dream. Night, a cricket's cry, a whispered word, a kiss, and now and then a sigh for a man and his dream. Meet, seem to say it's sublime, and there. hearts proudly beat to a tune that is older than time. Night must fade away, and yet it leaves a love, so all the world will say, there's a man. Sublime, and their hearts proudly beat to a tune that is older than time. Night must fade away, and yet it leaves a love, so all the world will say, there's a man.
Great tune, Bing. It was the German army, the Wehrmacht, that hung that title, Der Bingle. They listened to him surreptitiously on hidden radios. Smothers Brothers.
A little soul.
Throw a little soul.
What, yeah, it's soul. I do a little soul every now and then.
You mean jazz?
Play a soul.
It's gonna be one of those nights, huh?
Looks like it.
Okay.
Boil a cabbage down, boy, turn that old cake round. Only song I ever did sing is boil a cabbage down. Boil a cabbage down, boy, turn that old cake round. The only song I ever did sing. Boil a cabbage down.
Take it, Tom.
No.
I don't think you heard me. I said, take it, Tom.
I heard you.
I said, take it, then why don't you take it?
Because I don't want to take it.
When I say take it, you're supposed to take it.
You're a fascist.
That may be true, but it doesn't change the fact that when I say take it, you take it. You're to take it, so when I say take it, you take it. Boom, boom, boom. You understand? Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay.
Boil a cabbage down.
Take it, Tom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Hundreds of years ago, the railroads started in America. Rugged railroad men of yesterday went out in the wilderness to build the railroads, a vast spiderweb of steel rails spanning the country. These men of yesteryear had vision in their hearts and their eyes, and great 9-pound hammers clasped in their hands, building the railroads, inching slowly across the vast bosom of America. Thought I'd throw a little sex in the show. But this wasn't just a fun job. These railroad men were involved in a heavy job as they had to face dangers, as the railroads were the main way of transportation. These railroad men had to face danger. They had to build railroads across raging rivers, across the blazing deserts, across from the Purple Mountain Majesties, through ocean white with snow. And they had to face danger like that. They had to build railroads over crevasses. There was these crevasses these railroad men had to build, and they had to span these crevasses with these stencils, these big stencils that they would put on.
Trestles.
I always count on you. They build these big stents, pretzels across the river, across these rivers, and in the bottom of these crevices, where these they would build the trestles across the crevices, in the crevices, there was pumas. Vicious pumas were lurking in these crevices. These railroad men, they'd just be building a railroad right along, and they all of a sudden they get down, they get to a crevice, they say, "Whoa! Look at the pumas in the crevices! I don't want to build a railroad across a crevice with a puma in it!"
Now, there are no pumas in the crevices.
There's pumas in the crevices.
No, there were no pumas.
With foam coming out of their mouths.
They did not have foam.
And they have bad breath. Pumas.
They did not have bad breath because they were not in the crevices.
There was pumas.
There was not one puma in one crevice.
There was... there was three pumas in the crevice.
Three pumas.
Mama puma, papa puma.
They say, "Who's been sleeping in my crevice?"
All right. You never know who you'll find sleeping in a crevice.
Oh, you Tommy. There were no pumas in the crevices, and you know why?
There's pumas.
There were, you know why? Because we do not have pumas in this country.
We accept everybody in this country, Dick. Pumas are...
On paper, yes, but it doesn't apply to animals.
Well,
now, if you want to keep your story historically correct, I suggest you get rid of the pumas right now. Get rid of them.
I'm not going down that crap. Well, there was these vicious beasts in these crevices, and these rare men would come up to these crevices, and back in the old days, they'd come up to the crevice, they'd say, "Wow, look at the vicious beasts in the crevices." "Sure look like pumas." But they weren't. But they finished the railroads. These men over crevices and rivers, and the reason this song exists is the fact that it's entitled "Boil That Cabbage Down." Hot cakes and cabbage juice was a great in Promontory Point, Utah, where the railroads were completed. They had a big feast. Hot cakes were boiled in cabbage juice. They would take hot cakes and they'd take these hot cakes and they'd boil it in cabbage juice, say for around, oh, they would do the hot cakes and they'd put it in cabbage juice and boil around for about 350 for about an hour, about 2 hours. Then they would take the, because they'd be these hot cakes boiling the cabbage juice, they'd get all kind of weird. So what they do, they take them out to get them out of the thing. They would take them and put them, strain them.
Strain it
through a t-shirt.
They strain a cabbage and the hot cakes through a t-shirt.
Yeah. Then they eat the t-shirt. I made that up. Yeah.
Working on the railroad, working all day long, taking.
Working, 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 working.
Boiling a cabbage down, boy, turn that honking bell. The only song I ever sing is boil a cabbage down, boy, turn that honking bell. The only song I ever sing is boil that
Smothers, the music of the stars.
I'm not drunk. Yes. You see, this is not easy.
All right, we got a couple more lads from Ireland. Now, it shows you how crazy the St. Patrick's Day Parade is when people come all the way from Ireland to go to this parade here.
Hey there, my name's Mark from Dublin. I'm running from also from Dublin.
Favorite drink is Guinness, of course. Drink it all day long.
I absolutely love Heineken and Miller, and I like my spirits as well, so.
He's just being political, putting in an American beer. He doesn't really drink that. The sobriety test we're doing today is standing on 1 foot and counting backwards from 20. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, woohoo!
All right, now before these guys get back to their job at Hot Dog on a Stick, what do you think? Are these drunk or not drunk? Drunk! No? It sounds like the ayes have it. They're going to go with drunk. Let's see how they did. No, not drunk.
Okay, I registered 0.04, but that's from last night. I haven't even had a drink yet today. So.
Here's the St. Patrick's Day Parade along Fifth Avenue, New York. And to Chicago. The Chicago River has dyed green. Kenosha Police and Firefighters Band. Stay.
Now Clancy was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean. The cops picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, that's a fact you can assume. But nevertheless, when trouble would press, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, the Clancy! Oh, the Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
A fighting man, they all knew he was tough. He strutted round the neighborhood to shooting off his guff. He picked a fight with Clancy, then and there he sealed his doom. Before you could shout, O'Leary, look out, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
He left the barber shop with tonic on his hair. He walked into the pool room and he met O'Reilly there. O'Reilly said,
for goodness sakes, now do I smell perfume?
Before he could stack your cue in the rack, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Mulrooney walked into the bar and ordered up around. He left his drink to telephone and Clancy drank it down. Mulrooney said,
how drunk my drink, I lay him in his tomb.
Before you could tap the top of your hat, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom.
The neighbors all turned out for Kate O'Grady's wedding night.
McDougal said, let's have some fun, I think I'll start a fight.
He wrecked the hall, then kissed the bride, then pulverized the groom. Then quick as a wink, before you could think, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, the Clancy, oh, the Clancy.
Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
Lord, he hath girded on, and his wild harp slung behind him.
Sisters.
Where the river Shannon's flowing throughout all the land, you can hear the sound of music sing out being grand. It's a Kerry Piper's playing with the bass and guitar. Hey, the twisting in old Aaron, eight to the bar. Pretty kitty, kitty Callie is a twisting her toe, waiting for her lovey-dovey, and off they both go. They're romancing while they're dancing to the bass and guitar. Hey, the twisting in old Aaron. It as well at the Dublin County Fair. You see them curl the shamrock beneath every nose. Expect to hear them singing My Wild Irish Rose. But they're twirling and a whirling with the bass and guitar. Hey, the twisting in old Aaron, eight to the bar.
Three Irish tenors.
Summer time is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme rolls around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? Pure crystal fountain, and on each
afternoon.
My friend and I were lost. Can you direct me to the nearest town?
Oh, then you didn't come here looking for me.
For you? Of course not. I'm looking for a town where I can hire a...
In a little Spanish town, 'twas on a night like this. Stars were peek-a-booing down, 'twas on a night like this. I whispered, be true to me. And she sighed, si, si. Many skies have turned to gray because we're far apart. Many moons have passed away, and still she's in my heart. We made a promise, and we sealed it with a kiss. In a little Spanish town, 'twas on a night like this. Skies have turned to gray because we're far apart. Many moons have passed away, and still she's in my heart. We made a promise, and we sealed it with a kiss. In a little Spanish town, 'twas on a night like this.
Crosby with the Buddy Cole Trio. The music of the stars.
Did your mother come from Ireland? 'Cause there's something in you Irish. Will you tell me where you get those Irish eyes? And before she left Killarney, did your mother kiss the Blarney? 'Cause your little touch of brogue you can't disguise. Oh, I wouldn't be romancing, I can almost see you dancing where the Kerry pipers play. Sure, and maybe we'll be sharing in the shamrock you'll be wearing on the next St. Patrick's Day. Did your mother come from Ireland? 'Cause there's something in you Irish, and that bit of Irish steals my heart away. Something in you Irish, will you tell me where you get those Irish eyes? And before she left Killarney, did your mother kiss the Blarney? 'Cause your little touch of brogue can't disguise. Oh, I wouldn't be romancing, I can almost see you dancing where the Kerry pipers play. Sure, and maybe we'll be sharing in the shamrock you'll be wearing on the next St. Patrick's Day. Did your mother come from Ireland? 'Cause there's something in you Irish, and that bit of Irish steals my heart away.
Don't be shy, fill up your glass and raise it high. Drink and drink until it's dry and let your voices ring. Make believe that you're in Killarney. Roll your eyes at the Colleen's Fair. Dress your talk with a touch of Blarney. Let your laughter fill the air. Take the hands of your friendly neighbor. Spread about in a great big wheel. Dance around and around, be jabers. Do a lively Irish reel.
Stand by for news. Music of the stars on most of these civic media radio stations.
Famous Irish toast, and this is what they sing. Slantha, slantha, that's the word they say.
Slantha means good health to you in the good old Irish way.
So don't be bashful, don't be shy. Fill up your glass and raise it high. Drink and drink until it's dry, and let your voices ring. Slantha, yep.
Spike Jones and Company. Semi for news. Another hour on most of these civic media stations. This is the Music of the Stars. Thank you for being here. I'm Lou Regani. All the way till noon, Central Time.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.